Yes, I just want to introduce something to us today. You see, July, this is the second half, the beginning of the second half of this year. Let me tell you something. If you have been disappointed the first half of this year, if things have not been the way you thought or you planned or you prayed, and you believe by now it should be, and it's not happened, let me bring you a message of hope. Let me tell you, it's just the first half. It's not over. God will perfect everything. And let me tell you, there's a scripture that always gives me hope. In that scripture, the Bible says, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Listen, surely there's an end, and you will see the beautiful, glorious latter end of this year, and you will be celebrated. You will celebrate so many glorious things. So first half may be zero, but guess what? Second half, you are going to equalize, and you are going to win in the name of Jesus. So I want to talk to us today about a word we received. The theme for July, by the way, is, please everybody repeat, and those online type, okay? Everybody in the studio, the church here, repeat. My new heart. My new altar. My new earth. Please, let's do it one more time. You see, I've missed you. I've been standing in front of the camera for 1 year in my living room, just staring at my wife and staring at my children and staring at the camera. But it's so good to see all of you. Please celebrate everybody who could step out of the act and are here today. All right. So I've missed that feedback, live feedback. You see, the people there are typing there, you know, how many minutes delay before they can type? I can see what they're doing. Okay, thank you, Uche. Dr. Uche, good to see you. Was he born in July? Oh, wow, he missed the cutoff. Okay, it's all right. So please, let's say one more time, my new heart, my new altar, my new earth. All right, so what I will be sharing with us today is the link between our hearts and a new altar. So if you want to give it a title, My Heart, My New Altar. Please repeat after me, My Heart, My New Altar. Genesis chapter 8, and I read from verse 20. And Father, as we open your word, open our hearts, open our understanding. Send your word that will never return to you without it fulfilling your purpose to bring light, to bring understanding to us, to heal, and to deliver us from that which might destroy us. And thank you, because when you send your word to us, your word will heal us. Your word will deliver us. And that is what I pray. As I receive your word into my heart by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the simplicity to channel the same word into every heart, Lord, I pray, let every heart become a good ground. Receive your word and let your word be planted, rooted, bring forth, germinate, and let everyone bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20. I will be introducing this today. Next week, we will look at the part 2. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. What happens here? The Bible tells us that God instructed Noah. You know, we have been studying and looking and seeing God deal with a generation that was completely wiped off. And then God will start a new generation, a new earth, with a new set of, well, I wouldn't say a new set of people, but eight human beings came out of the ark, and God told them he's going to start all over with them. He told them when they came out, you're going to be fruitful, you're going to multiply, and just fill the earth. So this man, Noah, we see his story from Genesis 5, where he was born, Genesis 6, when God began to tell him to build the ark, and Genesis 7 when he had to enter the ark, and Genesis 8 when the destruction of the earth came and every human being was wiped off, including all the animals that did not survive. And God now tells him, step out of the ark and go into this new earth. So what happened? Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. We see the first thing that Noah does in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Please flow with me slowly. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20, the Bible declares, and I read Genesis 8 and verse 20. Let me just quickly get my Genesis up here and read from verse 20. The Bible says, then Noah, look at what Noah does. He built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean bird, please note that, and clean animal, please note that, sorry, clean animal and every clean bird, every, okay, not some, every. So every single clean animal he offered, he took out of them, okay, one each, and every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And then the consequences of this, we see in verse 21, and the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I've done. Verse 22, Genesis chapter 8, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Please note that. Seed time and harvest. I used to read it as seed time and harvest time. No, it's seed time and harvest. Because the seed and the time will determine your harvest. So the harvest is subject to you sowing seed. You will determine your harvest by the seed you sow. You will determine your harvest time by the seed you sow, irrespective of cold, heat, winter, summer, day, and night. God says they will not cease. But you know what? If you plant seed, then expect harvest. So seed time and harvest. We'll break that down, but that's not what we're looking at today. Today we're looking at my heart, my altar. Now, I'm someone who likes to keep it simple. I mean, very simple. Simple in a way that, you see, Ara, young Ara, will still be able to understand and comprehend what we're trying to say. So to keep it simple, what is all this thing about, you know, heart, my heart, new altar? Now, we've defined the heart. So when you hear the word heart, please, it's not that engine. It's not that muscular organ in your chest that's beating and pumping blood. No, by the heart, we're talking about your inner man, that man on the inside of you, your mind. We're talking about your understanding, the way you comprehend things, your thinking, your inclination, your conscience. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that thing that drives your emotions, your appetites, your passion, your courage. So when you hear the word heart, please understand and keep it simple. Let it be as simple as that. The way you think, the way you understand, the way you comprehend, that is your heart. Because your real person is the way you think, the way you comprehend. That is your real person. Your real person is not that five, you know, six pack, one pack, no pack we see, or the makeup. No! That's not the real you. It's not the packaging. It's what's inside the package. That's the real you, the inner being. So that is the heart. Please understand that. So now we are looking at my heart. So the way I think, the way I reason, my courage. We're looking at my inclinations, my understanding, the way I conduct, the way I learn, choose, think, make decisions, my passions. That's what we're looking at. So that is your heart. So then we're looking at my new altar. What is the link? Well, the link first is, let's talk about altar. So we've been hearing altar, 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 because A-L-T-A-R, that's what I mean, not A-L-T-E-R, when you alter things and change things. So altar. What is altar? A-L-T-A-R. Now, like I said, let's just keep it as simple, okay? Now, an altar is a place of slaughter. That's the literal meaning of the word altar. A place of slaughter, where you slaughter things. Do you know what it means to slaughter? Andrew, what does it mean to slaughter? Do you know? Shout it out. You do what? To kill something. All right. Anybody else wants to? Any of the children? So that we're comprehending. What does it mean to slaughter? Yes. Jeanette? To kill something? Or someone? All right. We don't want nobody to die. Okay. But basically, when you talk about slaughter, something must die. The place where something dies. Altar, the place of slaughter. Slaughter, please note that, okay? So we see a Noah, the first thing he does when he comes out of the ark, Genesis 8:20, he builds an altar. Now, that altar did not exist before. He built it. Please listen. Who built the altar? Noah. And I'm very curious. When I'm studying the Bible and reading, I ask questions. And please, it is okay to ask questions. When in doubt, ask. If it's not clear, ask. Always be curious. Right? Always ask questions. You will realize that Jesus only, I'm careful with what I'm saying, only explained things to people when they come to him to ask. He will teach generally, and you know, people will get it, some won't get it, some won't even get it, some won't even bother. But they will come back, the disciples will come and ask him questions. This is not clear. You talked about living on living bread. What does that mean? You gave the parable of the sower. What does it mean? We don't understand. So I went forth and sowed, planted some dry ground, clean, whatever ground. What does it mean? So always ask questions. And do you know what shocked me too? Do you know that even those who opposed Jesus always came to and asked him questions? So how much more we who are Christians, who, and if you are not a Christian, if you are not a believer in Jesus, if you are not a follower of Christ, I pray that you will receive understanding. If you're watching, you stumbled on this, somebody liked it, she attacked you, you will understand. So just sit back and listen. They will ask questions. And when they ask, he never turned anybody away. Even those who are opposed to him, he will always answer them. And you know, Jesus is so smart, at times he will ask them a question too. And the question will help them figure out the answer. So I asked, how come Noah built this altar? I cannot see God telling him to build the altar. God didn't tell him. The last instruction God gave him, if you read the Bible, was, he said, Noah, that's in Genesis, verse 15. After 1 year, 2 months of lockdown inside that mighty vessel, that ark, and every other thing was destroyed, the last instruction God gave him, God spoke to Noah, Genesis 8:15, go out of the ark, you and your wife, your sons and your sons' wives with you. Bring out every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds, cattle, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply. Verse 18, Noah obeys. That was God's instruction. And then the next thing, every animal, as God has spoken, the Bible said he did. Then verse 20, Noah builds an altar. You didn't tell him to build an altar. Why did he build an altar? And do you see what he even did? He now took off every clean animal, every clean bird, and he offered them on the altar as burnt offerings. See, what that means is that, what is an altar again? The place of. So what do you think he did to those clean birds and clean animals? Please, are you scared? He didn't slaughter his wife. Why are you looking like he slaughtered his wife and his children? Who did he slaughter? Or rather, sorry, what did he slaughter? He slaughtered from every clean bird and every clean animal. So altar is the place of slaughter. So something must die at the altar. This is just part one. So just follow us. Slowly we will unpack this. Now, let's look closely at the word new altar. Why? Because that altar Noah built was a new one. Do you agree? It never existed before. So what is the word new? I'm so curious, I went to check up the meaning of that word new. Please listen to this, because we have entered a new season, a new phase of life. And if you don't believe me, please look at the chronological calendar. What's today's date? 4th of July, 2021. Please, as 4th of July, 2021, have you ever experienced it before? Have you ever lived in 4th of July, 2021 before? It's a new, complete day. New. The time here in Liverpool, right, United Kingdom, is 11:52 a.m. Between now and 12 midnight, July 24, we don't know what will happen. You might have planned some things, and plans can change. Anything can change. Your plans, circumstances, anything can change. So Noah steps out. The first thing is something dies. He kills. He intentionally and deliberately kills the animals, slaughter them on a new altar. Now, what is the word new? It means fresh. Please, if you're writing, write this down, because it's going to make a lot of meaning to you. The Bible tells us that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. The Bible tells us in Lamentations chapter 3, verse, 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new. So when you hear the word new, you're hearing fresh, unfamiliar, unprecedented, unusual, and listen to this, creative, different. Let me go through it again. The word new, okay, fresh, unfamiliar, unprecedented, unusual, creative, and different. So Noah does something, an altar, a fresh altar. Please note the word fresh, an unfamiliar, an unprecedented. Noah was being creative. I pray in the name of Jesus, the grace, the power that God has given you as a new creation to create new things, ideas that have never happened before, that the grace of God, the grace will be released upon you and you begin to do new things to the glory of God. Let me tell you, how many of us, and let's be sincere, including me, like trying new things? You are a little bit careful. There are new vaccines out there. A lot of adults are... Okay, don't let's go there. Okay? Are you getting me? When something is new, when something is unusual, no. At times, we don't want to touch it. For example, some of you are sitting at home, and by the way, I will rebuke again, word of rebuke. Some are sitting, and they shouldn't be sitting. Please don't sit when you should be standing. And don't stand when you should be walking. And don't walk when you should be running. Running. Okay, thank you. Some people is getting it. Some people are getting it. And don't run when you should be flying. In the name of Jesus, you will be where God wants you to be in the right time, with the right heart, doing the right thing. So, he builds an altar. Something completely new, unusual. So we're having a physical and a digital service. And we are all hearing the new. Everything is new. New. But do you know something? If you want to survive the new, the Bible says there is nothing new under heaven. If the Bible says there's nothing new under heaven, and you and I have seen new days, new things, new beginnings, new diseases, new challenges, let me tell us, one of the things I've learned is that there's a reason why God gave us a brain. It's not a decoration, right? It is meant to be used. But the best thing to do with your brain is to use it the way the person who gave you asked you to use it. He says, do not lean on your own understanding, but trust in me with your whole heart. Proverbs chapter 3. So use your brain to trust in the one who gave you that brain. That is why it is a fool who will say there is no. We are told without him we can do nothing. So use your brain. When something is new, unprecedented, fresh, for me to become creative in the unusual, for me to do something different, I need to consult with the one who is my source. So what does a Noah do? He steps out of the ark into a new, unfamiliar territory. And he knows, for me to navigate on this new earth, I must do something different. I must do something unusual. And what is it? The place of slaughter. I must come out and offer everything I have and dedicate my whole, my all to him. And that is the symbolism of the new altar, the place of slaughter. Now, for you and I, when you come now, hundreds of years, thousands of years after this, we are told not to offer bulls, cattle, turtles, doves, to make such sacrifices. Because one sacrifice has been made once and for all. And what is that sacrifice? The sacrifice of Jesus. Once and for all, to do what? To reconnect us back to our source, to our Lord, to our Maker, to our Master, to the one who created us. So this, what Noah was simply doing here is, I can't survive here on this new earth without me reconnecting by killing everything I have. Symbolic. Because if you killed all those animals, what will happen? There wouldn't be multiplication, reproduction of animals. If I kill all those birds, there wouldn't be multiplication or reproduction of the animals. But you know what? I will take out of everyone, and please note the word clean, because one of the things we learned about how to prosper in this new earth is you must learn to offer the right offering to God. Because there were unclean animals, and there are also unclean birds. So don't bring unclean offering to God. Don't bring to God what is left. You bring to God the first, the best. And when you sow, remember seed time and harvest, God is not mocked. It's what you sow, you will reap. So if you sow something clean, what will you reap? Something clean. You sow something dirty, ugly, what will you get? You get something ugly and dirty. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows is exactly what he will reap. And you don't even reap exactly what you sow. You even reap exactly and much more. So, the place of slaughter, that is the altar, and it does something unfamiliar. So, we're going to start seeing a lot of unfamiliar, unusual things. You know, those of us who are here today and those of us who are still sitting at home, some of us are probably sitting down there because we're still very scared. Oh, what is all this new? I'm sitting down. We've been online 1 year and X number of months. Now God says, go out of the ark. Listen, when God said, go out of the ark to Noah, God didn't push him out of the ark. It's Noah himself who went out willingly. And that brings us to some things I will tell us about altars as I begin to close. Next week, we'll see the part two, my heart, my new altar. So please note these things. Number one, altar is what? The place of slaughter. Something must die. Let us jump to Romans chapter 12. We can't offer cattle. We can't offer doves. We can't offer birds anymore. But Jesus has been offered once and for all. And the Bible says there's something you and I also should offer daily. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, beloved, okay, let me just go there. Romans chapter 12, and we tie it up. And then from next week, we'll start looking at the different kinds of altars. Okay? It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. This is what you and I now should present every day. This is the all what we should, what must die every day. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. On what is being offered on the altar? Sacrifices. But what is the Bible saying you and I should present and offer? Our bodies, our lives, daily, living sacrifice. For as long as you are alive, every day you are living, offer yourself as a sacrifice to God. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What did we say the heart is? The inner man, the mind, that person on the inside. So every day, that is what God is saying, you must offer on the altar. Okay? What is that that's transformed by the renewal of your mind? You may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Okay? As I begin to round up, let me tell us some things about altars. Okay? Altars are built willingly. God will never force you to build an altar. Nope. We will see this as we go on in this teaching. And I'm telling you, it's not just a teaching. It's the word of God that's coming with power. And the power of God is present in his word to heal you. If you take heed to the things you're hearing, it's a willing sacrifice you make to build an altar. To say, you know what? I'm waking up today, because we see Romans chapter 12. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Today, Lord, I dedicate all my life to you. Every waking day. And it's got to be willing. God is not going to come and drag you, knock your head, and tell you, go into that room and spend 2 minutes with me. It's a willing thing. It's a place of slaughter. A place where we die to self. That is what happens on the altar. That is what is killed on the altar. You know, God was dealing with me and showing me my life. And at the same time, you know, bringing me back to stories, things I've seen. I've seen people years ago, fervent, strong, following God. And then I'm hearing stories about them today. They are no longer with God. Very sad. I remember people have prayed with in the past, laid hands on them, seen them pray, seen them being filled with the Holy Spirit, seen them going and walk in the Spirit and do mighty things. And I'm hearing today, they are no longer in the faith. And I was just listening, playing back, recounting, and I heard Let him that thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. And he's not talking about anybody else, talking about me. Look, that you, like Noah, build an altar, offer burnt offering for one day, doesn't mean next day or some days down the road, you can depart completely from God. It doesn't mean you can't. You've got to do it how many times? Daily. And that is the key to our survival on this new earth. That we do. Look at what happened when Noah offers this. He builds this altar. He offers all the sacrifices, the clean animals and birds. Even God testified. God was pleased, even though God didn't tell him to do it. What is the meaning of new? Something different. Something fresh. Where your creativity, it means to be creative. Something unusual. Make up your mind. I am going to offer my life daily, creatively, in a different way, every day to God. So that as his mercies upon my life are new every morning, as they come, as the day, new day comes, it's always a new me I will present to him. A different me. I will keep submitting my will, my mind. I will keep getting my mind renewed, transformed. I will keep hearing his word, hearing his instruction, because I need to take heed. If I don't take heed, I will fall. I see marriages, couples, like two birds, nightingales, loving, caring, holding hands, fresh, young, inseparable. They are all together, always together. And then years down the road, you see couples drift apart. And the next thing they are telling you is, we're tired of this marriage. What went wrong? The daily altar, daily sacrifice of giving yourselves one to another and giving yourselves both to the Lord. Let him that thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. You can be in the faith today, listen, and tomorrow still backslide. Noah, years down the road, I never read. I'm telling you, I'm curious. And I went and searched. After this first act of Noah, I never read in the Bible again that he builds another altar and offers sacrifice to God. It was never recorded in the Bible. And down the road, years down, we see a Noah prospering, getting drunk in his prosperity, and cursing his own grandchild. You see, you may not really know the effect of that curse that he placed. Listen, it wasn't even his third son, Ham, because he had Shem, Ham, and Japhet. You know, whatever order they are. It was Ham who uncovered his nakedness, but it was the grandson of Ham that he cursed. The grandson's name, Canaan. He cursed him. And then I went to check. Canaan was not even the firstborn of Ham. Ham had other sons. It was as if Canaan was even the last born of Ham. That's the one Noah curses. A backslidden Noah cursed the generation seed after him. You may not really know the impact of that curse until you go and read the generations of Canaan. That's where you have all the Jebusites, the Perizzites, all the Ites, Thamites, and everything destroying everybody. The Philistines, the Nimrods, the Tower of Babel, they all came from that lineage that Noah curses. Why? Altar. He stopped building altars and daily offering sacrifices. Next week, when we go deeper into this teaching, we will see that an altar is not something you build only once. You do it daily. You offer on the altar daily. In closing, we build altars willingly. God will never force us to build altars. So be challenged today. Secondly, altars, listen, they are built at specific places and specific locations. If you read the Bible, we will see that in depth next week. An altar is always is a place, remember? It's a specific place. It's a specific location. You will read about Abraham later. He builds an altar here. He moves further. He builds another altar. He goes to another place. He gets to a new place. The first thing, he raises an altar. He has an encounter with God. He raises an altar. He goes on the mountaintop to go and offer Isaac. God delivers him and makes divine provision. He raises an altar. So altars are built, specific places and locations. Next, we will also see why you and I should build altars. And I'm not talking of just that physical altar, because something, a sacrifice, must always be offered on the altar. An altar is useless without a sacrifice. You know, you can build an altar and do nothing with it, turn it into an edifice, and just be admiring it. But the purpose of the altar is actually the offering on the altar. And something must always die when you build an altar. In closing today, my altar should be my heart. This new altar we're talking about, the place of that altar, the location of that altar is my heart. That is where daily I must offer myself. Daily I must die. I must die daily. Surrender. And surrender to the will of God daily. I don't know about you. I find out. And as I completely close now, if the location of my new altar is my heart, I realize that if I wake up and I fail to offer myself, offer my heart to God, and I get distracted. Because we will see from next week, what are the materials we use to build altars? The altar of our heart should be the first altar we build before we build any altar on the earth. The heart before the earth. If you build altars on the earth without first settling the altar of your heart, you are just building a monument that will have no power, no substance, an edifice that can be admired but useless. What are the materials that I use to build my heart, to build the altar of my heart? Listen, it is the thoughts, the words that I listen to. They are the materials that either form the image of God in me or becomes an idol that I will be worshiping on the altar of my heart. So what are you listening to? When you wake up, you grab your phone. You go on Facebook. You go on news. Or you just want to see who has texted you last night. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself. I notice when I miss that window, I have set the motion of the temptations I'm going to face that day. Until I repent and go back. Lord, I'm sorry. You must be the first that comes to the altar of my heart, your word, every time I wake up. Because what you offer and whoever you offer to will direct and order your day. I'm telling you, don't be like me. Don't try it. When you wake up every day, what do? Offer yourself. Lord, I'm awake today. I offer my life to you as a living sacrifice. Today, take control. And if you're watching or if you're in the church studio here, let us pray. You realize you started today and you started it What did you offer on that altar when you woke up this morning? Do you know some of us are literally worshiping past hurts? Because that's what's on the altar of your heart. That's what you start worshiping daily. It will wreck you, people. It will ruin you. You are remembering what somebody said, what somebody did, what somebody did not do. Or you are addicted, and addicted to social media. The first thing, that's what's on the altar of your heart. You will realize you will not really, really, really progress. You won't really prosper in the things God wants you to prosper to. So please, all over the place, let's just pray. Pray, Esther, please, since we have live music now, just play something quietly there. Just pray something as we all repent. Let us retrace our steps. Let's retrace our steps. When you woke up this morning, what was the first thing you did? What did you offer?
Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I do. Use it for your glory.
Sing, sing, sing.
Lifting my praise to you as a pleasing yes, Lord, I repent. Lord, I offer my life. Lord, I offer you my life. If you're watching, you're joining us right now. Build that altar. Build the altar with the word of God you've heard today and surrender your life. Surrender your life. Say how? Lord Jesus, the word of God, return. Some of us have moved away. We built the altar, but we have stopped the offerings. We built the altar, we have stopped the burnt offering. We've stopped doing it willingly. God will not force you. It is your prerogative, it is my prerogative to offer to God a pleasing sacrifice, the right sacrifice. Stop running around building altars on the earth if you do not first build that altar in your heart. Lord, please let's pray all over the place. For those of us right here, you can surrender. You can go on your knees if you want to. Just come, 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 just as you are. And Lord, I pray right now, accept our offering. Accept our burnt offering. Accept, accept. Lord, I retrace my step. If I've gone off, if the altar is in place, but the offering never came. If for a long time nothing has died, only just the monument, if my flesh is still ruling me, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I examine myself daily if I'm in the faith. I should examine myself. So examine. Please, all over the place. I'm just going to give us a few minutes. Let us talk to God.